understand this, in the midst of all that you might face, in the midst of people that you have to deal with, and sometimes, especially church folk, but especially unchurched people, sometimes can be difficult. Hello? Don't shout me down. I'm telling you the truth. Can be difficult to handle or deal with and walk this walk that you're walking where you are not persecuted, where you are not misunderstood, where you are not abused or misused. They can be difficult. But listen, God has preordained and has predetermined your path. Isn't that wonderful? And it's based upon his foreknowledge for what he has for your life. He has predetermined and predestined your path, preordained your path. Now, here's the wonderful thing. God will help you get there. He will keep you on the path. What he says, though, is fear not. Are you hearing? The key here tonight is to not fear. When things look like they go wrong, when it looks like it's opposing what you know to be your destiny, when it's a blockage, when it looks like the devil is busy, God says, fear not. Hello? Fear not. Tell somebody, fear not. His word declares that if God be for you, who can be against you? You see, God has us on a preordained, predestined pathway. But fear tries to draw us off. So God says, don't fear. Because if you don't fear, you won't be drawn off. You might have to stand still for a little while. You might have to, you know, just stand on a ledge and not move. But he says, don't fear. Because fear will draw you off. Tell somebody else, don't fear. The fear of man is a snare. It's a trap. He that puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And see, God has a way of working this that when the enemy tries to make it look like you're taking five steps backwards and you're going to miss out and you're missing your time. See, God has a way of accelerating things. As long as you stay in the path, just stay in the path. Everything's going to work out right on time, on God's schedule, not the devil's schedule. And a lot of times, not your schedule, but God's schedule. You'll find that God is right there on time, just like he promised he would be. Abraham, at the appointed time, I will visit you, and Sarah shall have a baby. They thought it was too late. Everybody thought they were crazy. They felt like they were crazy. They went out and did other things, but at the appointed time, God showed up. Stay in his time. How do we do that? Don't fear. There's some things you have to not consider. When I think about the magnitude of the calling and the vision that is placed before, there's a lot of things I have to not consider and trust God. If God indeed has called us to this, God will provide. God will do in me what he has to do in me. He will do in those around me what he has to do in them. He will make the way plain and the path straight. He will have us in his time. He will make all things beautiful. He will open doors that no man can shut. He will visit us and show us. He will make us what we need to be. As long as we stay in the path and fear not. Fear has limitation. Fear is bondage. God says at different times, don't fear people's faces. Don't fear their words. There are people that speak like the piercings of a sword. Their words are sharp and harsh and cutting. But God says, fear not. Fear not. He has preordained and predetermined your path. Every day we can arise, no matter what our circumstances, and shout, this is the day the Lord has made. Come on, I will rejoice and be glad in it. He has ordered my steps today. You see, Without faith, certain things you'll never understand. You understand? You won't wrap your mind around certain things because reason limits you. You got to have facts. And see, truth supersedes facts. There's a path that the fowl don't know. There's a vein for the gold that, you know, the young lions haven't trodden over. God has hidden these things. But when you walk by faith, you find these pathways. When you walk by faith, you have found a pathway. Yeah, it's strewn with snares around it. But as long as you stay on the pathway, you find that you are prospering. You are growing better and better. You are learning. You are increasing. You are breaking through. When it looked like things aren't working, they are working. Because you are staying on the path. You're not allowing fear to govern you or hold you or limit you. Tell somebody, don't fear. Fear not what man can do to you. Fear not what flesh and blood can do to you. Don't even fear your limitations. God speaks, it's done. I said, when God speaks, it's done. He does not think to contemplate. He doesn't think and then think about it. When he thinks and says, it's done. Now, if we can just have that in the basement of our spirit as a foundation, you know, the enemy knows he can't stop you then. He knows that the kingdom is going to manifest through you in great proportion. Amen? Now, God, of course, has foresight, hindsight, and insight. And he has created strategies to bring you into the pathway and the purpose for your future. That's why he says, have nothing to do with fear. Don't touch it. Let me say it this way, if it makes sense. Run from it. Run to the roar. Run from fear. You know, there's a phrase coined, I wrote it down as I was studying this some time ago, but it says this, he that fears to flinch shall never flinch at fear. When you fear to flinch, you'll never flinch at fear. Now understand this. This has to be our mind, the mind of the Lord governing us, if fear is going to be weeded out, you know, pushed completely out of our lives and out of our way and out of our thinking patterns. We must understand that God has already placed every necessary provision and grace in our path before the need even arises. So when a need arises, understand that God has already placed a provision somewhere. But you know what happens? If we're not guarding our heart, fear can find a place. But the mind of the Lord says, no, before the need arises, God has already placed a provision. Hindsight, insight, foresight. He's already placed a provision in the path. Amen? This is how we think. This is how we must think. Like the psalmist said, I was young and now I'm old. That's what he said. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor have I seen his seed begging bread. In other words, I've never seen them not provided for. I've never seen them go without. Their heavenly Father has always met their need. Why? In the path is the provision already. I want to say this and then I'm going to move on to another phase of this. But the Lord's will has already been completed in the eternal realm. That's why we call it a finished work. And he has already seen its total fulfillment before he ever speaks to you. That's why God doesn't think to contemplate. Because when he speaks, it's done already. Now here in time, where all things are temporal or subject to change, there's a part of us that has to be anchored in an eternal realm where there are absolutes, where it doesn't change. My situation might change, but it ain't going to shake my faith, because my faith ain't changing. My faith remains strong in the living God who has spoken things to me. Hello? I spoke this a few services back, but some of us need to position ourselves for some suddenlies. I want to say that to you again tonight. I don't know all who this is for, but some of us need to position ourselves, get ready for some suddenlies. Things that happen suddenly. Now see, to us, it looked like it just happened. But to God, he already saw it. He already decreed it to be so. It was already a finished work. But it's like on the day of Pentecost. You know, they were there for a time, and suddenly things begin to manifest. But God already knew. Tell somebody, get ready for some suddenlies. Some pleasant suddenlies. Pleasant surprises. Now, take this on as the mind of God, too. He never speaks anything that is not already finished. Now, the importance of this is the foundation. If we're going to defeat fear in our environment, in our life, in the lives of our children, and in any domain in which we enter, then we're going to have to think with the mind of the Lord and not think for a moment that God is not for you. That maybe God, maybe. No, God don't think to contemplate. See, that's he's got to bring us up. Because sometimes we think maybe God ain't for me here because something didn't happen right away. Maybe God's got a better way.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 28 of The Faith Crises, Breaking the Limitations of Fear. If you are held in the bondage of fear, life is misery. Satan will touch your emotions and distract you. He wants to get you focused on people instead of God. Stop focusing on all the things around you. There is a dimension of peace when you put your trust in God. Remember, no peace, no power. Christ was deeply entrenched in peace because he trusted his Father. When you walk in this dimension, there is an anointing of Issachar to understand times.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.